You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat's daughter, and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltage available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter this number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. 323-203-0815. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Wan training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. The Wan Institute offers instruction on principles of communication with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich their personal and professional relationships and to create win-win situations in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the technique of Wan training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding our services, you can reach me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. Currently, I have a woman's drop-in ladies group available. I do it twice a week on Mondays and on Thursday evenings. If you want information, it's a $10 donation group. If you want information on joining, it's via Zoom. You can email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, and I will send you the Zoom link, and you can join in. Tonight, we have Patricia Eltage. She's a colleague of myself, trained with Dr. Allen, is joining us tonight to answer relationship questions for call-ins. Patricia, are you available?
I am here for you and all those who want to call in.
Again, the call-in number for the show tonight is 323-203-0815. If you've called in before, please feel free to call back and let us know the update on your situation. We always like following all of the people that call in, their update, and if they have any other questions. With that, Patricia also does life scripts. And she does couples communication, and she's the dream interpreter. If you want information on her services, you can reach me at the office, and I'd be happy to forward you her information. She does great work on life scripts. Do you want to tell the audience a little bit about life scripts before we get calls?
Well, yes. The life scripts are, let's put it this way, if you don't leave your past in the past, it will for sure destroy your future. So I help teach you how to live for what today has to offer, not what yesterday has taken away. So we get into that with a questionnaire and 27 questions. I have you do your homework, and then we get down and dirty and really sift through the stuff that helped create you, who you are today, and then decide who you want to be tomorrow and in your future, so you can flourish, have a flourishing life, and not be bogged down by things that of your past that are holding you back. So that's the brief version of it. But that more, if you're interested, I can send out you more information.
Yeah.
That being said, yes.
Before I have some questions. Sometimes I have people that want me to ask questions and I give them my interpretation, yeah. But I always like a second opinion so they can, you know, pretty much see if we're both on the same wavelength. I had a lady earlier today And she, you know, most of the women out there dating, they have this stereotype, like, are they settling? And I said, settling is kind of, you know, I told her my point of view is that how much is enough in a relationship? Because we all want the perfect fantasy, but, you know, doesn't always happen. So settling is not always settling.
That's right.
She's breaking
settling,
up.
It depends. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, she's just broke up from a gentleman, and she's think, feel. She's in her head and her heart. And basically, she's in her male, overriding her feminine. She wants everything designed her way, which will be a hard one to fill. But she's having a hard time breaking up, but she wants things changed. And they're minor things like living locations, and she wants to be next to her parents. And he can't get a job in that area. So it's a very difficult. What would you say with somebody who has the idea of she doesn't want to settle and she expects all of these sparks?
Well, sparks are great to have, especially in the initial chemistry. You might get sparks. But over time, what you want is something that's going to last. So that's when you mentioned here about logistics or locale, where to live. That's part of when we do the couples counseling or the couples relationship agreement, and you negotiate. And first of all, whoever has the higher paying job, typically we suggest that you live where that person is, need to be based for their job.
Yeah.
So then you decide, you decide between the two of you, who is predominant, even if you're both masculine and feminine, we know everybody has masculine and feminine qualities, but who is predominantly going to be respected first, feelings cherished second, or feelings cherished first, and that would be the feminine, and ideas and productivity respected second. So then you have a king and a queen, or Sue likes to call it the president and the vice president, but everybody has their position predominant, their primary position, and then you decide where you're going to live. Now, when it comes to what was the other aspect?
Well, she doesn't have a job, and he tried to go where she wanted, but he couldn't get a job. So, but she wants to be next to her mom. So that's
Let's put it this way. When you are an adult person who is partnering, the partner comes ahead of your parents, your family, and everybody else. And it's not the partner, but Dr. Pat says the team.
Yes,
is
team.
What becomes the primary relationship is the team of the two of you. Everybody else comes second, third, and fourth. Uh-huh. So that means the parents are going to come second. And if you have children, they're going to come second and third. So the team comes first, the primary team.
Yes, that's true. So I helped her, and she's got to evaluate now because she's kind of torn whether, you know, I told her to get out there and date. If she doesn't want him, go out and date and get another model and see if there's a
She'll be repeating the same lessons.
I know she will. Yeah.
If you don't complete this lesson, you will have to repeat that lesson with another face.
I know. Yeah, she knows. She's
That's
aware.
How it works.
I know.
Okay. Well, then she needs to make her mistakes and possibly lose this one. And then she'll discover that maybe there's not a better deal. And if she's putting her right out the gate, we need to let this person know that parents don't come first when you're partnering.
Yeah. Yes. And sometimes when there's stepchildren available, you have to put the step second as well. So that's a big one as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely. So, definitely. Yes. This is a very key point for everyone listening out there, that the that the primary relationship is the couple.
Yeah.
That's number one. Everything else is off of that. Yeah. 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah. So the call in, we want some call ins, 323-203-0815. As everybody might be aware, Dr. Allen's birthday is next Saturday, the 21st. She's going to be 90 Yay. Years old. I'm going to see, she has a hard time sometimes hearing, but I'm going to see if she's be willing to join the show next week so that she can talk to the audience and everybody can wish her happy birthday. Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, yes, I do have a question.
Okay.
So I know with your teachings, we're not supposed to reach out to initiate any contact, but we live not far, it's just, you know, it's like an hour away, but I'll be in the area, in his area, on Saturday for a wedding. Should I say I'll be around, or is that not appropriate to tell him I'll be in the area?
What is the relationship with this gentleman? Is he a friend, or had you dated him before, or what's the relationship?
Yeah, I can backtrack. I called a few weeks ago. It's more like a mentorship, but it turned into a friendship, and now it's like there's a bit of flirting going on.
Oh, I think Patricia helped you with this one. I think,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I answer this one since you followed her?
Well, if there's flirting going on, why don't you just drop a hanky? We call it dropping a hanky, like in the old days. You drop a hanky, and you say, by the way, I'm going to be in that area. That's perfectly fine.
That's okay, even though I was the one that said something last. That's not chasing.
You're being, you know, we call this dropping a hanky, because you are going to be in the area. So you're letting him know, by the way, I'm going to an event in your area. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be in your area, and leave it at that.
Don't
suggest something to do.
Don't suggest anything to do. Don't ask to meet up. You're just dropping the hanky. Oh, I'll be in your area.
Got it. Okay, I like that.
It's another form of flirting.
He'll pick up the lead if he wants to ask you out.
And if he doesn't?
Then do you let it go?
Go to the wedding and have a good time and meet somebody new.
Okay.
They'll ask you how long you're going to be there, and there'll be some talking going back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. I guess. So I feel like I'm withholding if I don't tell him, but it's also, when do I tell him? I don't want to tell him too soon, but I don't want to tell him too late.
Tell him now. Tell him as soon as you know that you're going there.
So in case he can...
You give him plenty of notice.
Yeah, don't bomb him on a day before.
Tell him as soon as you know that you're going to... You already know that you're going to be in the area, so text him right away so he can make a plan, hopefully.
Hopefully. Okay. All right. If not, then I guess I'll just have fun at the wedding and forget about it.
Have fun at the wedding.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm glad I called.
Call us back and let us know how it goes.
Okay. For sure. Yeah. You know what? Remember when I said about that miscommunication? I guess I can give you an update on what happened there.
Okay.
So there was a miscommunication when I showed up to something that he invited me to, and I called. He didn't answer. So then I left. He thought that he was like, wait, you came? I thought you were confirming, and I was busy with, you know, he was busy with some project that he was doing. And then he messaged me back, and I was like, no, I was there. I was expecting you to come to me. But he thought that I would be like knocking on the door or reaching out. So we cleared up that miscommunication, but it's still, I think he's still kind of hurt about that. But I felt like I did everything I could. But at least that was cleared up.
It's cleared up.
You cleared it up. There's always going to be miscommunications.
Yeah.
And if you clear them up, that's all you can do.
Yeah, that's all you can do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, caller. Call us back and let us know how the wedding goes.
will do. Okay, thank you.
Or call us back and see if he initiates meeting up after you text him ASAP.
That's what I'm hoping. I guess Yeah, I guess I just have to think positive and not.
Maybe you'll text him now and you can get back to us by the end of the show.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, fine. I like that. That'll motivate me to do it. Okay.
Good. Very good.
I'll talk to you. Bye.
Yeah. I always make my ladies text ASAP because they always want to put it off. It gets canceled and then they forget. But yeah, so that's always good to do when you have something. So
now back to the previous person you were talking about, Sue,
yeah,
was if you're looking for the perfect person, get comfortable being single.
I know that. And you know, there was the other ladies in the group. You know, because we all, everything, you know, with the online dating, there's always the next. We're always, it's.
Oh, there's a better, greener. The grass is greener on the next swipe. It's just really getting too much with people thinking.
Yeah. How much is enough? 51% valuable is good. If you have the same values, morals, you're compatible, your chemistry, there's a lot to take into consideration. A lot of my ladies are just picking with their eyes, what they see. And then they try to, when they see the model, they want to change the model because they don't like the model's way of talking or acting or being. And then it's counterproductive. You're taking the model, change them.
pick with your ears, ladies. Listen to what they say, what they're offering. They tell you who they are. Within three dates, you know really much everything about them, who they are and what they stand for and what their values are. So really listen to them telling you about themselves.
Yes. So good thing. And some of this, as I was advertising before, I offered my ladies groups that the ladies join in, and I help them with their online dating and communication, and help them get, hopefully work with guys, because most of them, their pickers are off. They pick that model when they should be with this model for long term. They want the unavailable man, the one that doesn't want to settle down. He's fun and exciting, but he doesn't want to get married, but they think they can change him. So then they go on this whirlwind of the high and low dopamine highs, but they can't stand the stable guy that can offer them a nice lifestyle. He's too boring.
And they go for the ones who have addictions. They seem exciting, and then they find out that they have addiction issues. Yeah, we have to clean that up all the time.
Yeah, that's part of the life script too. How you were, your life script will determine your picker on the types of men you pick. So once you determine, you know, how your life script, that can help you pick a better person for your relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you want information on, it takes, Patricia does about an hour and a half. It's a worksheet that you fill out, and then she goes over it. It's via Zoom, and it's recorded, so you can keep it. If you want information on that, contact me, and I'll set you up. I'll send your information to Patricia and she'll work with you with that.
And guys too, I work with the men, and I have several men clients who are really, really getting it. And it's really wonderful for the men to understand this work. Oh, and there's a wonderful little book that Pat did with a male colleague of hers called The Truth About Men. Will set you free. Now, women often, it's a little dicey. It's a dicey little book.
Yes.
But it's interesting because it's a man's perspective of how they're perceiving the dating world and the women out there. So that's always interesting too. Dr. Pat Allen with Dawn Schmanke. And that's an interesting one too.
Yeah. She also
and
has.
For those of you, go ahead.
Also, the book, The Answers, has all of her little tidbits of, you know, her little quotes and her pledges. That's kind of like the cliff notes of all of her information as well.
And if you want to get deeper into her work and the more esoteric side of Dr. Pat, which was her lifelong dream, it's not a thick book, but It's a deep book, and it's called It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. And that she gets into the more mythology side of the male-female thing and the grail, the search for the grail. It's really quite interesting for those who want to go a little deeper.
It is, yeah. And then she also has her book, Getting to I Do. It's out on Audible. So you can go on Amazon and buy it on Audible, and it's available. The book Staying Married and Loving It's a good book. It's sometimes hard to get. It's out of print, but you can find copies. We're working to maybe see if we can get it in print in the near future. But that's a great book as well. And then she's got Conversational Rape that goes over her communication. A lot of us, Dr. Allen, teaches potent communication, different words make you potent. You know, you can speak rationally or emotionally. So we teach those communication tools. And that's part of what the
and
one
my book
does. And Patricia,
and my book is called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, and how we can get to know our own subconscious mind through our dreams. So that's by me, Patricia Elton.
And Patricia
on Amazon.
Patricia does dream interpretation. So you can also reach out to her. You want to throw your number out there so they don't have to go through me all the time?
Okay. They can reach me at my my direct line, 310-528-0515. Or my website is thedreamclass.com.
Yes. So if you want to
learn more about that there.
Or you can always contact me because on the website. Mm-hmm. And our website, I advertise this all the time. We have a free access to an hour-long streaming of chemistry, compatibility, and communication. It's Dr. Allen teaching a class on all of her stuff that she teaches about the male and female and how to negotiate. And that's available for free on our website, www.drpatallen.com, drpatallen.com. It goes through all of her tools, and it's a great thing to watch with your partner, if you know, because we don't want anybody and preaching. You're not the therapist, so we don't want you telling the other person how to do it. You'll not only get you into trouble, but you can watch it together and maybe find out pointers on how to negotiate your relationship to move forward. And Dr. Patricia Eltidge does the relationship contract items, which goes over on that video. You can get the format.
That gets deep because it's a negotiation. I help people really get down and dirty between them on their areas of time, space, money, and play. Now, within the sub categories, time alone, my time, then we time, our time, your time, my time, our time together, our time with other people. Then it goes space, living space, locations, just like your other lady, private property, private space, maintenance room responsibility and chore responsibility. Then we get to money. Ooh, that's always a big one. My money, your money, our money, how we spend it, how it's allocated, who manages it, play, non-sexual play, how I like to play pickleball with my friends and you like to golf, whatever that comes under play. How we play together with whatever that is, you negotiate it, and us with others. And then there's always sexual. I've worked with people who wanted to be in open relationships. That's very tricky, but it's for the individual couples to decide how they want to organize or how they want to negotiate their sexual play.
Yes.
So that stuff really alleviates people bickering. When we start negotiating these things up front, it really heads off people fighting about each little thing coming up, and everything is negotiable. So if it doesn't work the first way you negotiate it, we renegotiate it. We then talk and we come to the table And we say, no, and we tried that way for 6 months or whatever, 3 months, whatever you want to say. They know we want to renegotiate that aspect, just one of those areas. Mm-hmm. And this is so nice to keep people.
Oh, I think we have a caller.
Caller,
you're on the air with Patricia.
Hello. Sorry.
Hi. Yes. How are you? Do you have a question?
Yes. So just a short background. I connected with this guy on a dating app about at the end of July, and he's overseas in an area that I was going to be traveling in, that I do business in. And we had, you know, a nice little chat back and forth on message, sent a few voice notes. And then we decided that we would just, you know, keep in touch, be friendly.
Okay.
But obviously, neither of us want to be pen pals. So, you know, we don't want to like devote the time to talking too much to someone before we meet them in person. But, you know, it seems like someone I'd be really interested in.
So and you don't want to talk? You don't want to talk? You want to meet in person first? You don't want to waste your time just chatting?
I don't, but I mean, I would chat with him more, but he kind of drew like a soft boundary.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
That.
Okay.
So, you know, so he just said like, we can talk, but just like not too frequently. And I was like, yep, totally understand.
Okay.
So on his profile, I'm a Christian and, you know, God's a big part of my life. And I noticed on his profile, it said Christian as well, but we never got into like that topic or whatever, but it's something I typically ask someone usually before I meet them. Like it just casually will come up in the conversation. You know, we're getting to know each other. You're asking questions.
Yeah.
And I usually ask someone like, do you believe in God? Or like, or someone, I'll say something and someone will ask me like, is religion important to you?
Yeah.
So usually something that naturally comes up, not a big deal.
Okay.
I never really have like a pushback on that. It's usually straightforward, yes or no, or people share their whatever
beliefs.
So I hadn't talked to him on message since like the beginning of August.
Yes.
And today I was messaging with someone else on WhatsApp. That's also overseas. A new gentleman that I had met on a dating app.
Okay.
He brought up the topic about God. He asked me. So I just got curious and I saw the other guy that I just mentioned before that I hadn't talked since August. I got curious about him and I thought, I'm just going to like message him, you know, casually and just like.
Well, that's kind of chasing, dear, because he said he didn't want.
Well, that's a very heavy subject. To just out of the blue talk to somebody. And that's interviewing a man.
Yes.
We prescribe, Dr. Pat has always prescribed, let them interview us. We do not bring, if you are already in a relationship and you start dating by the third date and they bring it up, the subject of spirituality or whatever it is, but you are starting to lead in this case. And so you are operating out of your masculine when you take the reins and start leading the conversation.
Let me ask you a question. So, why are you dating men so geographically undesirable? Are there not men in your area?
I mean, I'm just looking all over because no, I haven't met anyone near me, but I also, where I am right now, I'm not looking to stay long-term. So I'm always open to meet. I mean, I've had long distance relationships in the past and some of them have been good and some of them have not worked out. You know, it's not really an issue for me. And I think in my generation, I'm a millennial. It's such a traveling, you know, kind of generational. People are entrepreneurs, work remotely. So travel's kind of like, you know, the part of our lives. So it's not like a huge deal. And, you know, I think people would be, and I would be willing to relocate for the right person at the right time or vice versa, hopefully someone for me.
Okay.
But I want you to hear, you to hear very, very importantly that you started leading in this area.
So here's my question in response
to
that.
Do you want to be the leader and in a relationship, because you're starting to establish that you want to lead.
No, I don't. But this is my question, because in the previous call with the other gal, she had mentioned, like, in the long distance thing, when someone's going to be in your area, like, to kind of drop them a note.
That's different, dropping a hanky. Talking about spirituality and God is not dropping a hanky. That is
no, I agree. I agree. But I just sort of, it was so I guess I have two questions. So it was sort of just like an open, that's just me, you know, I'm not a surface person. I'm a playful, curious person. It came up. I felt curious.
Want to be the leader in the relationship, and do you want to be respected? Well, then you have to just be patient. And if the subject of spirituality comes up, and if they start dating you at some point, you can talk about your spirituality. You can tell them about yourself at some point if they are dating you. But that is a very penetrating, masculine, penetrating question.
Yeah.
I see. So are you saying, if I am talking with someone, because like I mentioned before I meet someone, you know, usually that question comes up, whether it's they bring it up or I ask it, because I don't want to waste any of my time.
See, the one thing about long distance relationships is you don't get to spend time together to get to know each other. You know, you're talking on app and you're trying to get too many questions answered. So everybody's being masculine and assertive.
Mm-hmm. Masculine and masculine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you were to date somebody where you could see them consistently, you could see their behaviors consistently. Doing long distance,
right.
You may see them once a month, then every 2 months. You don't really get to see the full person because they can be at their best behavior.
Right, I agree with you. But the thing that I'm wondering
this question is why you called. I understand this. You sent a question to me earlier, and I told you to call the show. And that is this particular question that you are is extremely, I want you to hear this. It's an extremely penetrating, masculine, penetrating, you get it? Penetrating question.
Yes,
so
I'm
if you want to be perceived that you are the masculine energy in a relationship, then you ask penetrating questions. If you want to be perceived as a female, the feminine energy in a relationship, you will be receptive to answering their questions.
Okay, so how do you find that out? Because what I'm saying is that before I meet someone, even if they literally live 10 minutes away, I'm not interested in going out with
someone. You don't until you then you go on a Christian site. Then you say on your profile, you say, I only want to date Christians. You put it on your profile up front. That just solves that.
Yeah. No, I'm
a Christian who wants to date other Christians.
Yeah, but sometimes guys still connect and you don't know, you know, you have to, how do you find
out?
Well,
but don't be penetrating.
Well, here's what I suggest when my ladies, when they want to inform men they're married, you talk about yourself. You know, I'm looking, you know, you're casually talking and you say, you know what, I just want to let you know, I'm looking for a Christian. You're just talking on your behalf. You don't ask him what his beliefs are. And if he's not Christian, he'll say, he'll keep that and he may terminate it, or he may say, yes, I am too. You talk about yourself.
Right. So with this guy that is long distance, because this would apply to just any long distance for me, if we said something like, because this is what we said before, was that, you know, when I plan to come visit, you know, we could talk more frequently. So I'd have to reach out to him at some point to let him know that I'm coming, right? So
this man has is he's told you he does he's I heard he told you he doesn't want to talk frequently, so he's in charge.
Yes, but what
you want to lead, you're desperate to lead.
Yeah,
I hear this.
You want
to
get
hear that you want to lead. You want what you want when you want it.
If I'm say coming like next month, obviously I have to let him know. So I'd have
you just
to
say like the one before, I'm going to be in your area. And then he picks it up and says, I want to meet you. Just like the last caller. You just send him a hanky that says, just to let you know, I'm going to be in your area. That's it.
Do you think it's okay to be like build a friendship with someone before you meet them?
You can't reach out to him, dear. That's chasing. He's already
asked you not to do that. He doesn't
want
to.
And you
chased.
Want to penetrate him by trying to be friends first to get information and close to him.
Right. Right. That's true.
With the answer,
can
we're
we cool your jets and get you to be a little more receptive and less aggressive?
Mm-hmm. So you're saying I can't pursue friendship with a man?
No.
Pursue. The word pursue is a masculine word. Pursue is masculine.
No, I know.
Even if you pursue friendship, you will be pursuing, and they will see you as
creating
masculine energy, and you will be their buddy. No,
yes.
Listen, hey, I'm a wordsmith myself. I'm a writer. So you can call it whatever you want. Creative is also masculine. So you will be available. You can be receptive. You
mm-hmm.
can be
patient,
passive. All these words are feminine words. Everything that you have said to us has been a masculine word. I want you to just understand where you have been coming from.
I'm hearing you.
I'm reflecting. A mirror. I'm holding a mirror up to you to reflect back to you. Mm-hmm.
So what makes me feel comfortable is building a little bit of a rapport with someone before I see them. How
they will build
with you. Yeah, they have to chase you, dear. The egg.
Okay.
The sperm chases the egg.
I hear you.
You
I know that.
You need to magnetize. You want to know something? Have you read Pat's book, Getting to I Do?
Yeah.
Do you have the book?
Yes, I do.
Then
love
I
the
suggest
book.
You reread it because, okay.
I will.
Well, I suggest
or
you
Patricia,
go dive
can,
back into it.
She can be the mm-hmm. masculine and chase, but she has to chase a feminine man that's passive.
Yes.
No, I don't want that.
Fine.
This man
want
that you no. have, he's masculine. He's telling you, he's the president. He's telling you his way. And you want to override it.
No. I well, yes and no. I mean, I hear what you're saying. And it's conflicting for me because it's like I want to be pursued, but I want to stay connected. So it's hard
no,
for me.
No, you
I
can't
just,
have
want. Do you hear your words? Want.
Wanting
is masculine. I want.
The thing that tripped me
I
up was that when I
connected. I want, first of all, I'm wanting you to be patient, passive, and receptive and magnetize him.
Mm-hmm.
Magnetize him just means you're receptive to his energy when he's ready to reach out to you.
Right. I guess what threw me off was when I asked him the question about God, he said he didn't feel comfortable answering.
Well, of course he wasn't. You penetrated him. Most men don't want to be butt-bust, excuse my friend.
It's because you challenged him. He didn't want to go there where he you put him in the feminine role.
Exactly. And
so
was,
it doesn't
I felt,
feel comfortable
I felt
for men.
You were
yeah,
castrating.
Felt,
you were castrating.
Yeah, I felt really uncomfortable after that because I was like, ooh, that was not the answer that I anticipated
no.
him to be saying yes or no.
No. No. You came at him with a big dildo, darling. You got to
yeah,
see
terrible.
Yourself. I'm showing you yourself.
I'm listening. I don't know how I would have done it differently.
You don't do it at all.
Just don't ask men penetrating questions.
I know, but it's just so important to me.
No.
I want to
well, then you'll find out in due time. You'll find
right.
out in
right.
due time. You may not right. find out as fast as you want to find out.
Right. And you're okay with that, with telling women you may waste a little bit of time?
Dear, they should be dating multiple men so they're not wasting their time on one, trying to get him to over-focus.
Okay.
We're not on a timeline here. Are you on some kind of a timeline? Are your eggs running out or something? And you, what's the deal here?
I am in my late 30s, and I do feel a little bit of, like, I don't want to waste time. Yeah. So I don't want to get, excited about
Go on the Christian sites and just date people who you know are on the Christian sites.
No, Christians are on all of the sites. I mean, everyone is on.
I understand. Then say, I'll date Christians only. You need to put, if you are that strict, then you need to put it up front. Christians only may apply.
Like I said, he had it on his profile, but sometimes that's just like a label to someone, you know, it doesn't really mean anything.
Dear, I'm still hearing you trying to argue right. You're male to male with Patricia right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fighting me, and you guess what? You're not going to win with me. I'll take you to the mat.
It's not about who's winning, but it's what I'm hearing is your energy is so potent, you'll fight a man to the end to be right, and that's dangerous.
I agree, and I don't want to do that.
But you're still doing it with us.
I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to understand how I not waste time.
Here's what I would suggest. Try getting people more local so you can get to know them and interview, and then you could find out about each other weekly rather than a long distance that's going to be difficult and time consuming.
Right.
And you're telling me there's nobody in your area within 100 miles that you've got to find a movie.
I'm open to meeting someone wherever. Like I said, here, not here.
You're open, but that's not you penetrating and pursuing you. If you want to be in a relationship ultimately where you are the feminine energy partner, then I'd suggest you back off.
Okay. But it's okay if it comes up and he asks me, like, I mentioned something about God, about myself, and he asks me, like, oh, is that important to you? Can I ask and respond?
And just say
like,
yes. No.
Can I?
You can't ask him anything.
They interview you.
As Dr. Allen says, keep your yang mouth shut. You're there to observe what they can offer you, not interview them and find out. You're wanting too much information from them.
Way too soon.
Mm-hmm. Way too soon. And this guy already said, I don't want to communicate regularly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's
and,
a sign
and then,
that
and,
I...
And after he said I, that, after he said that, you gave him a hideously penetrating question.
Right. So if someone in person asks me if that's important, I say yes. I can't say.
All
is
you
that
say
important?
Is yes.
It is yes.
No. Just say yes.
That's it. He'll get it.
And they'll bow out if you think they're not a candidate. They'll bow out if they're not a candidate.
But then how, like, say you're in a relationship, you're getting into the point of, like, you're seeing each other for a couple months and it's getting.
That's the getting to know each
you'll
other.
You'll find out sooner than that. You'll find out if you're seeing them. You keep, you stay close. Call in.
Yeah. That's Call part in, of that dating.
Go to Why don't you go
but
to
isn't,
Sue's
isn't
group?
There a, isn't there a place for having more, like, in-depth conversations and connecting over things that are important to each other?
No.
Why don't you sign up for Sue's group? Please do yourself that favor.
Yeah. When you're on a date, you date men and you watch to see if you like their who they are. You're wanting to connect too fast, too soon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
You're wanting answers. You're like I'm going to call you whatever your name is, the title of general.
You have a plan.
So I'm not
done ASAP,
I'm not
but then don't want
to
focus.
I'm just learning. I'm learning.
Then show up to her group. Please. Would you please, Sue, tell her how to get a hold of how to
join
the group.
Just send info. There's a $10 donation. I help my ladies navigate. There's a group so you learn from other ladies' examples. And most of the ladies want to be feminine, and we have to train you to be feminine and keep your yang mouth shut.
And the languaging, if she talks about the languaging and the communication skills, which you just called about, and you are hideously masculine.
And what I tell you, you may not like what we tell you, but it works, still, because
I'm
you have
listening.
To have one
I'm not disagreeing.
And one feminine to connect. Two masculines repel.
Yeah.
You can't fall in love with you when you're pushing on him.
That guy backed off already. He said he was uncomfortable with your penetrating question. He already told you so.
How do you have a back and forth conversation with someone if there's only one?
They lead it. They lead it. Please join
and
Susan.
If he doesn't lead it, he's not interested.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, we're running
out
of time.
Just got to practice then.
It was great, but you can contact me. Join one of my groups for one session.
Thank you.
You'll see from the other ladies. They've worked the work. Okay. Some of them are at different stages, and it takes 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior. You're going to be struggling with this. But once you get it and process it and work it and practice, it becomes easier.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you're one of us on the side privately, you can always do that too. But I suggest you get into the group situation because you get a repetitive indoctrination of languaging skills.
And you see the other women. The other women really help because they see the women's example is just like theirs. Rather than you thinking, arguing back and forth to be right or wrong, you hear all my other ladies in the same situation.
Yeah.
And it does.
I hear you. I'm not trying to argue. I just am trying to understand. That's all.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, caller.
Thank
you.
Very good. Thank you for the call. That was an excellent teaching for everyone listening.
Yeah, thank you.
That was wonderful for everyone to understand how we do this particular lesson is for how we women, if you want to be in the feminine energy part of the relationship, that means your feelings cherished first.
Yes.
And your ideas and productivity, work respected second, then this is how it's done. This was a great example of someone.
Great. I always say, I have Dr. Pat does the president and vice president. The president's the leader. The vice president doesn't get up there and tell the president what to do or boss him around. So, but you know,
very
what,
good.
This is the generation. She's a millennium. So they don't know a lot of the tools. Mm-hmm. They're all used to penetrating, getting, you know, it's all. Mm-hmm.
Going after what they want, and well, it should be out in the workplace.
Yes,
out in the world of work and career, yes, you do go penetrate. You do go after what you want. So it's man-to-man out there, absolutely. But when you're wanting to be in a relationship, you have to choose.
Yes, so we're running out of time. We want to thank everybody for listening. And like we said... Yeah. Want information on our services, you can reach me. I'll connect you with Patricia for Life Script Dreams or Couples Counseling. And I have my ladies groups. Contact me at the office, 949-723-0338. Or you can email me, which I can send you the information, at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. Next week, we're going to have a gentleman, Andy Shaw, and we're going to try and get Dr. Allen on the show. So we hope you join us back, and we want to thank you. And Patricia closes the show with her little dialogue.
Yep. Hello. Yes. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.